AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line, it's Lark Trigstad. Hi, Lark.
Hi. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. It's we're in the heat of the summer.
Yes, dog days.
Is that what that? Yeah, that's right. This would be called dog days,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. My dog's showing the effect.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, she's an elderly dog.
Just staying by the air conditioning and where the
fans
blowing or something. Yeah, in the shade if they're outside. Oh yeah. Just taking it easy. I think a lot of us are trying to do that.
I agree.
Hey, you caught my attention with this week's Caregiver Corner program because the first thing you did was you shot me this note, and at the top of the page there's a great big pepperoni pizza, and I thought,
yum.
You know a way to get to my heart. Send me some food. Wait a minute. But then it said, no pepperoni.
Yeah, can you believe this?
Yeah. Well, I guess pepperoni is the latest casualty of the pandemic. Life will never be the same. What's next, Lark?
Well, it is a surprise. And according to a newly released article from Kaiser Health News, imagine this scenario. Perhaps a year or two in the future, an effective vaccine for the coronavirus is routinely available, and the world is moving forward. Life, however, will likely never be the same, pepperoni included, but particularly for people over the age of 60.
That is the conclusion of geriatric medical doctors, aging experts, futurists, and industry specialists. In the aftermath of the pandemic, experts have said everything will change, from the way older folks receive health care to how they travel and shop, also overturned their work life and relationships with one another.
Yes, and you know, in the past few months, according to Ken Dykewald, he's the CEO of AgeWave, the entire world has had a near-death experience, and a think tank on aging around the world really concluded that we've been forced to stop and think, you know, I could die or someone I love could die. And when those events happen, people think about what matters and what they really want to do differently.
Before COVID-19, baby boomers, those born after 1945, but before 1965.
That's us.
We felt reassured that with all of the benefits of modern medicine, they could live for years and years, according to Dr. Murdad Ayadi, who teaches geriatric medicine at Stanford University School of Medicine and advises the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging. What we never calculated was that a pandemic could totally change the whole dialogue.
It really blows your mind. Older adults are uniquely vulnerable because of their immune systems, and I'm sure we've all heard this. They tend to deteriorate with age, so it makes it much harder for them to battle not just COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, but all infectious diseases. And they're also more likely to suffer the other health conditions, you know, like heart and respiratory diseases that make it tougher to fight or recover from illness. So it is no surprise that even in the future, when a COVID-19 vaccine is widely available and widely used, that seniors will be taking additional precautions.
And according to Kaiser, it has. Yeah. They report how they perceive most vaccine life for older Americans.
Yeah, and medically already we've changed to a lot of virtual visits. We've talked about that briefly before. Also restricted doctor visits due to germ spread in doctor's offices. It's quite a process to go through. And one doctor instead of many, which, you know, that might be a good thing. And pharmacies administering more vaccines, and they predict in the not-too-distant future, older Americans will have even devices at home to regularly analyze urine and fecal, that's stool samples, Dykewald said, and letting them avoid a doctor's office visit completely.
And there may be a homecoming of sorts for elders who reside in nursing homes because right. of so many COVID-19 outbreaks in nursing homes and assisted livings.
Yeah, and imagine your home like a fortress. Home delivery of almost everything will become the norm for older adults, and in-person shopping will become less common, as I know that we've seen that in our community already. Most older workers will stay at home. The 60 and up workforces will increasingly be reluctant to turn to work anywhere but from home, and will be very slow to re-embrace grocery shopping.
Finally, older folks will disengage at a cost.
Yeah.
Depression may skyrocket for older folks who isolate from family get-togethers and large gatherings.
Yeah. And, you know, public restrooms will be revamped with no-touch toilets, sinks, and entrances and exits. Just think about everybody going in and out of the door of every public place. And public restrooms are about the riskiest place at this time.
Mm-hmm. So safety will be a bragging point. But
there you go.
Yeah. But Lark, we started talking about pizza at the top of this deal. What about pepperoni?
Okay. Well, in Iowa, can you believe this? We have the most pizza stores of any state in the U.S. So we'll have to see. And one author reported that a Super Bowl without pepperoni pizza could mean the collapse of social order.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Are we having a Super Bowl?
You're the sports man.
Oh, is that it? Oh,
yeah.
Well, let's only hope that we can all stay healthy and be wise and be well informed too. And I know you've got a great website for folks to go to.
Yes, and it's NorthIowaSageLink.com. And you know, we'd like to get more people to use it. We'd like to develop what's called a super user. So that person can maybe assist a neighbor or a friend or somebody at church over the phone or emailing or, you know, texting them and saying, hey, look at this. So we are looking at ways to adapt what we're doing for the older community, not only due to the coronavirus, just due to our cultural changes in technology. So opportunity knocks.
Opportunity. Knock, knock, knock. NorthIowaSageLink.com, right?
You got it. Pepperoni pizza. Come on back.
Come on, pepperoni. Hey, Lark, great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good week.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
It's Lark Trickstead with us this morning on our Caregiver Corner program.